This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Are they the smartest show in the Bay Area?
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guy on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that S again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
And no white boys. They cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting the chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, let's go. How fun was that? That was
super fun.
That was one to remember. Did y'all have as much fun doing that as we did?
I hope so. And I was telling the guys behind the glass, I said, this might be my favorite interview ever.
That was pretty great.
Four guys, 12 questions, a big finish, and one guest who everybody loves.
I mean,
I dare you to find somebody out there who's like, you know what? I'm down on Kevon Looney.
Yeah, bleep that guy.
Totally.
No, like there are certain people. It's not even just like. There are certain people. And man, I wish I was one of them. I know that I'm not. I love it. There's certain people who they just make you smile. And you don't even know, like, it's not that they said something funny or even that they said anything that sets out the world apart. Just listening to Kevon Looney talk, even watching him play basketball, you look at the way the crowd reacts to him. There were a number of Loon chants the other night.
Yep.
When he makes a play. He's just one of those people that makes other people kind of feel good when you listen to him or when you watch a play.
And it's hard to even like equate him with somebody else from another team that we've had. And I think about like Tom Rathman or even like
fun question.
Juszczyk might be the closest one currently, where Juszczyk does something and the Jews chants come up, and he might have two catches a game or one carry or zero.
So like a dirty work guy.
Right.
Yeah.
A dirty work guy, though, who's been here a while and who we absolutely love no matter what. And I think Kyle Juszczyk is maybe the closest one to it, because what he does, you don't always notice. And then he gets the one carry and he got a touchdown a couple of weeks ago and he gets a catch here and there. And it's, you know, the juice, home or road, it doesn't matter, but the crowd goes wild.
Well, for a while, Kevon Looney was just sort of like, I mean, we were comfortable with him. He was homegrown. He kept improving every year, and it was something that I think was comfortable to Warrior fans. But then all of a sudden, 2022 happens, and what happened in those playoffs, I mean, you started to see people were just buying Loon jerseys like, you know, by the bucket full, and they were showing up at Chase Center all the time, and it really turned into a fan favorite. Because it's one thing to be on a championship team. It's completely a different thing to make the fans feel like you are a key contributor to a championship team. And so he's got multiple rings, but that one a couple of years ago, really, to me, that stands out as the moment where he went from warrior to like fan favorite warrior.
No doubt. And you look at what he did in those playoffs, and I'm thinking about the Dallas series, and I'm looking at the box right now. Well, against Memphis in game six, the closeout game, he had a double-double. Not in points and rebounds, but in offensive and defensive rebounds.
Man.
He had 11 and 11. He had 11 offensive rebounds, 11 defensive rebounds. He had 22 boards, and they won by 14. And then against Dallas, 12, 12, and 18 rebounds. And then against Boston in the finals, he had 11 rebounds in a game, and he averaged about 8 rebounds per game. He became the dude, and he played more than he ever played before because he was that guy. He was meat and potatoes, he was roll up the sleeves, he was go to the glass, and he was the guy they needed at that time to help them lift it, the trophy, the fourth time.
Yeah, that was just a ton of fun. So thanks to Kevon, thanks to the Warriors. Hope you all enjoyed that. If you're just hopping in your car right now or turning on your smart speaker and you're like, what are y'all talking about? We're going to have that. Obviously, Odyssey app, YouTube, make sure you check it out. Party crasher Kevon Looney jumps in on the crossover and handles it like an absolute champ.
It's pretty great.
Yeah.
And, you know, for the four of us, it was, you know, different because when you and I do an interview, it's me and you, and we normally will, like, take turns, and occasionally you'll throw up the inch sign, which means I have a follow-up or I'll do the same, and it's like, go ahead, and it's two people and one guest, and this was a lot of pointing, and you and, you know, Grandy and Lucas and, you know, Big Finish and how are we going to do it and a text message.
I felt like I was one of them dudes on the floor at the airport with the lightsabers in his hands.
right?
Like, we're like, you, okay, yeah. You, now oh, yeah. We're wheeling it back. You. So, yeah, anyway, that was something different.
And I told Steiny off air, like, his third question pivot in the Big Finish was elite. Yeah. I told him, he's like, you know, because the question had already been answered. My third question that I scripted, he already answered. And
Steiny is kind of the Kevon Looney of this radio station. He showed up like kind of wide-eyed, didn't know what the hell was going on, yeah. And he has sort of kind of developed into a host.
Yeah, sort of. Eventually. He's getting close. Today was a big step forward, no doubt.
Yeah, anyway. Hi, everybody. 888-957-9570 is the number. Greg Cosell, Suns Dibs in a little bit less than an hour. We still have that coming around the corner.
He better bring his A game because I'm ready.
Oh, you think?
I got notes, dog.
You always think you're ready. You always think you're ready.
I got notes.
You got chicken scratches.
I got notes.
Yeah, so anyway, but you know, the Warriors are where we wanted to start because it's interesting. You have a dirty work guy on. That's somebody who is going to handle things down low on the defensive end, offensive rebound putback guy, kind of not the kind of guy we're talking about here when I look at the Warriors. I got this question. You watch again what took place two nights ago. And in fact, I'm walking down the street to work today. And you end up at one of the stoplights where you got to kind of hang out there on the corner for a second. And there's three dudes standing next to me. And so I catch wind of the conversation. The first thing one of them says to the others, he goes, you know, it ended up being a perfect night because Clay played well and he made some shots, but then the Warriors still won. And then the green light comes up, and so it's time to walk. So I kind of head off minding my own business, and all I hear him say, you know, you wonder if Draymond... Then that's kind of like, that's all I got.
Oh, wow.
All I got. He had something to say about Draymond, but I was off to go do my thing. They were off to go do theirs. But he said, you know, it was a perfect night, and obviously we all loved that evening for so many different reasons, and we were basking in the glow of it yesterday. But there was something sort of hidden in that basketball game. A heavyweight fight where the Warriors were able to come out on top, but was there a hidden problem? And I don't know how many of you noticed this, but that game felt like it had shades of last season to me, which was Steph Curry had to keep coming into the game and saving the Warriors offensively. What we've loved so much about this start is that the Warriors, in fact, played three full games without Steph Curry and won them. And at times, the non-Steph minutes still look productive. Buddy Hield had an early season heater, stuff like that. But the other night, it looked like the old Warriors for a second, which was the non-Steph minutes, oof, you stop scoring and the other team starts running away from you. So the question is with all the talk about someday later in the season there'll be a trade, hold on, maybe they're already good enough. Look, if this team really wants to compete, Dibs, is the necessary second scoring option, this is how we ended last year.
Yep.
Is he on the team?
I think he is.
Who is he?
He is like four different people.
Okay.
And that becomes a little bit complicated when you need a one-game guy. But he is a former number one overall pick who looks better this year than he did the last 2 years. Andrew Wiggins. He is a hired gun with a big toothy grin and I'll shoot from anywhere ethos, Buddy Hield. He is a drafted player, 22 years old, in a contract year, who is hungry, not like the Wolf, Duran, but he's hungry for that contract, Jonathan Kuminga. And the fourth guy in that mix, I don't know who it is, so maybe it's three people, but those three for me are that number two guy.
Okay.
And if one of them was really the number two guy, like Wiggins kind of was 2 years ago, 3 years ago when they won the chip, well, then you're on to something. And if it's a rotating cast of characters, well, you need one or two of them to be on. And Tuesday night, Buddy Hield was not his usual Warriors buddy self. Kuminga was good, not dominant. He was really good and solid.
Solid.
And Wiggins was better on defense than he was on offense, which is why Steph had to put on the cape and come to the rescue.
Those three combined for 38 points in that game.
Yep.
DeAnthony Melton is somebody who I don't think is a second scorer, but my gosh, I'm really impressed by him as far as like a spot scorer and a smart player and a two-way player. And for those of you who have not heard, there is not the best news with regard to DeAnthony Melton, who has a sprained ACL. We don't often hear that. Sprained ACL. He will not play tomorrow against Memphis. And then they're going to do some tests and sort of figure out how to go from there. We texted Doc Pandia right away what the Warriors reported with regard to Melton. And here is Doc Pandia's response. It's a bit worrisome. The key is the degree of tearing that might be on the MRI, assuming that that is what the further testing will be. And he says it could be that, or if he's feeling unstable in that area. Here's the important part. A typical grade one sprain of the ACL, he's not saying that's what it is, but if that's what it is, a typical grade one sprain, 10 to 14 days.
Yep. Yep.
So, you like, if this, I think, is what he's saying is, if this is minor,
yeah,
if this is okay, we should prepare ourselves maybe for 2 weeks of no DeAnthony
Melton. And just so you know, a sprain by nature of a ligament is a tearing.
Yes,
so
correct.
If it is a sprain, it is a minor tear, and depending on how severe, will determine how long he's out.
We're sponsored by Lucky California. You need to hear what Tim Kawakami said to us yesterday when we asked him, hey, they're 9-2. Are they playing too well to make this trade that everyone's predicting is going to happen later this year? His answer is very, very interesting, and we'd love your calls. That number two score that we talked about all last year, is he on this team right now? 888-957-9570, or do they still need to search that out elsewhere at some point this year? We'll take your calls next. Greg Cosell in 45 minutes. Willard and Dibs.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
It's a great question.
Wow, that's a great question.
And that's a great question.
On 95.7 The Game.
You can watch the show as well. It's an option. Twitch and YouTube, okay? That's where you do that. A lot of fun over there. See behind the scenes, twitch.tv/95.7 The Game, youtube.com/95.7 The Game. Watch us live. And check out what a beautiful, beautiful, handsome person Dan Dibley is. Okay, it's all powered by First NorCal Credit Union. A whole lot of fun to have Kevon Looney jump in on the crossover earlier today. Also, Greg Cosell coming up now in less than 45 minutes. For those of you who don't know who Greg Cosell is, senior producer, NFL Films, breaks down the NFL tape like none other. We'll ask him about Christian McCaffrey's usage. Is there Jordan Mason fall off? The development of D'Amador Lenore. We'll go into the opponents, the Seahawks, even take a look at the Cardinals a little bit, and then somehow, some way, in what is a very fact-based conversation, this man will sun Dan Dibley.
Oh, no.
He will diminish Dan Dibley down to the size of a small child.
Yeah, not today. I've done my homework.
Maybe not, but it has happened.
It has happened.
Yeah.
And I'd like to think that I've made the adjustment and I've gone to the film like Greg would want me to go to the film. And I actually earmarked 4 or 5 plays, and I look forward to giving him my thoughts on those plays, and I'm hopeful that he sees it the same way that I do, because if he doesn't, I won't be able to even get through my breakdown.
Uh-huh.
No, that wasn't a jet sweep.
Yeah.
And it, well, I mean, what was it then?
Look closely for when Dan Dibley is asking a question and Greg won't let him finish it. Those are usually the penultimate moments of the conversation.
It's a bad sign is what it is.
It is.
Yeah,
it doesn't always go bad, but usually it does. It's kind of like a Brock Purdy interception. Usually it means the Niners are going to lose. If he doesn't throw one, usually it means the Niners are going to win. Not always. Anyway, 888-957-9570. I think that we're projecting a little bit based on the idea that the Warriors are off to an unbelievable start. Nobody in this moment, emotionally at least, I don't think, wants to make a trade. Why would we want to do that? They're 9-2. They're pummeling people. They've got 3 wins over high-level competition. So they already look like they can hang on the highest level. And the team is littered with homegrown players and new additions who seem like they're fitting right in. This is a touchy, feely, very positive type of an environment so far. So nobody wants to change anything. But I do think that it is going to be fair to ask the question going forward. And that is like, okay, but how does that project to when we really get down to brass tacks? How does this project in the end? And do the Warriors, we spent all year asking about a number 2 scorer, do they have that guy? You answered that there are 3 people
who
rotate and play the role on a nightly basis. That's dangerous. That's dangerous because sometimes none of them will do it. And in fact, I'd argue that the other night was one of those nights. They were all fine.
Yep.
Right?
Wiggins was good, but more of a defender.
Defensive side, really good. Kuminga was solid.
Buddy was pretty quiet
by
his standards.
Okay.
Yep.
but they all combined for 38 points. You're like, look, that's great. Well, not when it's three people. Not when it's three people. So we asked Tim Kawakami of SF Standard and the Odyssey Network with both of his podcasts. He's dialed in, very, very dialed in. And we asked him yesterday, hey, this 9-2 start, are they playing so well that maybe there won't be a trade at some point?
I think what it does, it takes them out of the market for like a Jimmy Butler, who I never was high on as a trade candidate for them this time around. I think he's a little too old. I think he's going to want a contract. I think they want to get a younger player if they're going to do that. Giannis is right in the middle of his prime. That's just about as old as you want to get. Obviously, he's an incredible player. If not, then you want to get a younger player. Just a real quality 1B scorer. I think they might need that. We saw the second unit kind of get bounced around by Dallas in the second half. Last night, just didn't have that one guy. Now, listen, that's hard to get. Not many people have that guy. But I think they still can do that, or they cannot do it. It's optionality. You can look for a trade that is the best thing for your team at this moment, and maybe Kuminga's contract is something you don't want to worry about at the end of the year. Or if you don't do it, okay, you keep Kuminga and Moody and Wiggins or whoever else you'd have to trade in order to get that. And you ride with what you got. It's looking pretty good right now. Steve Kerr, figure it out. Go with a long rotation. Work out different combinations. I think what this start is doing is giving them the ability to do either thing instead of feeling incredibly pressured. Just, we got to make a trade. And what if the trade's not there? And the trade may not be there.
Okay. And he's absolutely right.
That last part for me is the absolute truth, which is this start has made it so you don't feel that desperation, yep, that urgency. You're 9-2, and right now you're 9-2 based on still not really having a second scorer for the most part.
The question is whether or not, and he's right, and you're right, which is, okay, is this something that can work long term? Well, you're not in a pressured spot. You've got good leverage here. You can either make a deal, you could not make a deal, but we also know where Steph and Draymond and Steve Kerr are going to come from on this. The urgency is now. Forget development. Need to try to win a title. And I think this also just, it challenges our sensibilities. Because I look at this team and on one hand, I go, man, this is fun. I love seeing everybody play. They're a really fun watch. They're a feel-good story. They're succeeding. But teams like this historically don't win championships. That's not how it works in the NBA usually.
Right, right. And if you look at the Western Conference, and I'm just going down the standings right now, OKC is number one, and they've got Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and they got Jalen Williams, who's averaging 20 a game. Phoenix has the big three. We know that. Denver's got Jokic and Murray. Houston's got Şengün, who's averaging 17 and change to go alongside Jalen Green. The Lakers, we know, have LeBron and Anthony Davis. So as you go 1-6, every team has a 1 and a 1A, except the Warriors. The Warriors have a 1 and a bunch of 2Bs.
And actually, some of those teams you threw out there have a 1, a 1A, and a 1B.
In many ways.
And again, I'm not saying necessarily that I know that's going to work. Like, Phoenix has had that for a little while right now, and it's been a total disaster. Maybe they've got it figured out this time around. I don't know. But I do think that this is a question that's coming. And I do think that the other night we saw our first clip of like, oh, and it's great that they won anyway.
Yeah.
But you're not going to rely on that kind of Steph heroics every night. They're not, like, even the best in the world, when they try to do stuff like that, it usually is not going to work. Like, that was an unbelievable final 90 seconds for one of the all-time greats.
It was, but defensively, you still played mostly well against a team that does have, three legitimate scorers in Klay and Kyrie and Luka Doncic, and, you held everyone else, the others, as much as you could, and, Kuminga gave you 16, and Buddy 14, and Draymond 11, and so you did get other contributions. I don't think that this team needs 35 from Steph and 25 from fill in the blank. If you don't get 25 from your number two guy, you do need 18, 16, and 14.
Yeah.
For the most part, and, the other night, they kind of got that, because Kuminga gave you 16, Buddy gave you 14, and then, Melton gave you 14, which was unexpected.
Right, and he's
Draymond
out now.
Chipping in with 11, and it looks like he's looking to score more than ever. And Wiggins had a quiet offensive night, But I think Wiggins is good for 14 or 15 most nights.
I think what you're saying is accurate in that there's a good aspect of this where you're like, look, there's like four or five different people who can do this role. Good chance that a couple of them do it each night.
Right.
And that's all you need. That's true. But that also puts Steve Kerr in the position that I, at least personally, and many others.
And you said this last year.
I tried to use tools to get him out of this spot all year long, which is that he's supposed to, on a night in and night out basis, be able to predict who's got the hot hand, who doesn't, who gets the minutes, who doesn't, who's going to make the three in the fourth quarter, who's not. Andrew Wiggins, by the way, he had a bring the house down corner three also. In the middle of that Steph Curry 12-point run at the end of the game.
How'd that go?
He bricked it.
Yeah.
He bricked it. And the defense was so amazing that it saved him. But that's kind of the point. The point is you're going to need somebody else to be a shot maker at some point down the stretch of these basketball games. And Wiggins is such a question mark, and Kuminga is kind of he's a slasher and somebody who needs to ISO sometimes. Buddy Hield, I think, is someone who needs someone else to sometimes help create the shot for him. Same for D'Anthony Melton. Draymond Green, my goodness, you're hoping for him to be hitting threes on a given night? Maybe. Good luck. So that's all I'm saying. I love this, and you don't have to answer this question today. But I saw shades of it the other night, and it is interesting because if you really have big goals for this season, I think that this is going to be a subject matter that comes up.
For sure. And we can talk about regular season sustainability, and then we can talk about a postseason sustainability. Yep. Because I do think in the regular year, when you have 13 guys who are playable and you want to play 12 or maybe 11 and you're going to play 10 due to injury, you have a lot of rotating pieces. You can rest guys. You can play. You can win. You've got pieces. You could win 50, 51, 52, whatever that number is in the regular year. You can do that with this roster. But then you get to April and you face, you know, Kevin Durant and Beal and Booker, and you face the Joker and Murray and everything that Denver has, or you face OKC with Gilgeous Alexander and Holmgren's back and Jalen Williams. And when you face these teams that have top line elite players, and you've got 1A, and then you've got 2B, 2C, 2D, 2E, 3F, 3G, I mean, it works over 82, but does it work to get 16 wins? That, to me, is the question.
Well, just again, and then we're going to go to the phones here in just a sec, but watch the way that game ended the other night and think about not the fact that it went so well, but what you're asking a team to do in these inevitable close games at the end. That was a Herculean defensive effort.
Yep.
And it's great that it worked. It's not always going to work. You see what that team offers you coming down and how difficult it is to look at one-on-one shot makers like Luka and Kyrie and be able to defensively make the shot hard enough and then still lucky enough that they miss the shot and then you rebound the shot or you get a steal or whatever, or they don't kick it out to some like a Klay Thompson or whatever who's going to knock down a three, and he had a shot to do that and he missed it, right? So all of those things need to happen, and then you need to go down to the other end and have your star absolutely lose his mind and go off.
You mentioned the Herculean effort, and I'm going through the play-by-play, and it started with Draymond drawing a charge, which probably wasn't a charge because he was in the restricted area.
Might have been, yeah.
They had no challenges, whatever. Curry goes down and hits a jumper, cut it to four. The next trip down, Gafford goes up for a layup, and Draymond blocks it. And then Curry goes down and hits a 29-footer. Now we get a one-point game. So Herculean defensive effort. It's a Draymondian defensive
effort. And he's Hercules on defense.
He is Hercules.
He's a Hercules. Yeah,
and the back-to-back plays where he draws the charge it's and then tough. Blocks the shot. And, I mean, that really is his ultimate value. But, yeah, to expect that or to count on that, it's not necessarily that dependable.
Let's go to Jonathan in Foster City. What up, FC? Hey, Jonathan, how you doing?
Hey, guys, how are you? Thanks for taking the call.
Yeah, man.
Look, this team is probably the most fun we've had in a while to watch, but I agree. I'm not sure it's sustainable to win a title. And if you look at the on-off with Steph, it's the highest since 2022, and he's playing the least amount of minutes. I'm just not sure that this team currently composed can win for the exact point that you just made, Willard. If Steph's not hitting, who are you going to make a shot? We have the pieces to make a move, but this front office, I don't think, does it except for those big names. And it's going to be a wild ride. It's going to be really interesting to see if we can keep squeaking out these regular season wins and put us in a position to make a big, big move to try to win a title.
I mean, I'll say it this way. Jonathan, thank you very much. It almost sometimes feels like the frustrating moments of Kyle Shanahan's offense, because that is so motion dependent. And you've got so many people that are going in different directions, and they're all trying to execute a plan, right? And there's 11 of them. There's 11 different football players. And if all of them do their job, boy, I trust Kyle Shanahan's offense more than anyone. But if somebody screws up, if one offensive lineman...
We saw it last year, right?
Or if Garendo misses a block, if Burford goes the wrong way,
yep,
the whole thing falls apart. And early on, sometimes I feel that way about watching the Warriors offense, which is, this is a thing of beauty when the ball is moving the way it is and you've got multiple people who are hitting their shot on that night. And so that's why you see spurts first quarter, third quarter with Steph on the floor, where things I thought were really humming the other night. But they are prone to that period of time where it just all gets stopped up in the quicksand, because either Steph's off the floor or they're a little discombobulated, someone goes the wrong way, someone's not hitting their shots, and so they're prone. They're prone to periods where they can fall behind, and that you saw Dallas go on big runs the other night to do that.
Big-time runs, and if you don't have a second scorer and a team is able to take away Steph, then you're in a spot where you're going to be in a little bit of trouble. And I'm just looking at the game log down the stretch, and you got Steph, you're down six, Steph, pull-up shot from two, Steph, three-pointer, Steph, layup, Steph, the three-pointer, the night-night, Steph, two free throws. That was the ball game.
There you go.
It was all Steph from the, after Melton hits the three.
Melton's three, which kept him in it.
Cut it to four, and then they answered, though, and it got back to six. And after that, it was all Steph for the final 3 minutes. And so, is that sustainable? No. But it's pretty freaking awesome.
Oh my gosh, it was, right? I mean, it was delicious
to
watch.
Awesome.
It was delicious to watch, but I'm not going to, he's going to run out of gas. David in San Mateo. What's up, David? Thank you for calling.
Hey guys, I think the deep bench scoring replaces the need for a number two for now. But I think to Willard's point, what we did learn the other night is that if no slow-mo, and Pods is kind of off his game, that bench scoring gets slowed down quite a bit. There's no real distributor and facilitator for Kuminga and Hill. So that's the concern, I think. But I think this bench, if you get Pods and Slow-Mo back on it, will carry a lot of games for you.
Thanks, David. Appreciate it. Yeah, that's kind of the way I see it, is the Warriors are still, and again, they look great. They're 9-2, but I do see a potential that they're prone to the periods of time where, and it's not just, oh, Steph's not on the floor. It's not that simple, but they're prone to offensive sets where they don't end up getting a high-level shot because they don't have that many people who can really create a shot. Steph can create his own shot. Draymond creates shots for a lot of people. Their ball movement creates shots for a lot of people. They're all very good at that. But you know what I've always had as my dream? I want to hear you take it, guy, which is the shot clock's got six left. Our ball movement didn't open anything up. Hey, Durant, you take it. And he can just shoot over somebody or create a shot. And the Warriors, at times, certain lineups, they struggle to have that because right now, Kuminga and Wiggins are those guys, and they're just not, they're not A-level players at that. They're B-level players at that.
Really quick, guys, the last caller mentioned Kyle Anderson, who did not play against Clay and the Mavericks.
Yes.
He is officially probable for the game tomorrow against the Grizzlies. Of course, we already know D'Anthony Melton is out.
So Melton out and Slow-Mo back in, and so it will, in theory, I guess, be an 11-man rotation unless Lindy Waters moves back into the rotation because there's no Melton.
Could could be.
Which is possible.
It's possible, but, you know, it feels like Steve started with 12 and he did a little bit of 13, but the 12, I think, has always been with an eye toward the 10. And Lindy's great. And what you found in Lindy is, as Guru would call it, Geico. That's Geico. That's insurance. And so if you get down to where you've only got 10 and Lindy's number 11, then you can play Lindy. Or if you've got 9 and he's 10, then you feel good about him being 10.
Yeah, but Steve's got to be bummed because he just sort of like 2 nights ago was like, hey, this Melton thing, I think this works. This is our starting lineup.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Not anymore.
Not for a while now. So now we're back to, is it Moody? Is it GP2? Is it Waters?
Yep.
What are you going to do there?
Depends on the matchup.
At that two-guard position, yep. Which I think, by the way, that two-guard position could be the spot where you are looking for that number two scorer. I think that's kind of an opening with this particular Golden State Warriors roster. So I know that some people want the conversation to go here. It's like, okay, if you do want that new number two scorer, who is it and who's available? And I would say there's at least the potential for two different trades that could develop out there on the market, depending on how things go over the next couple of months. They're both very different trades. And so we'll play with those a little bit here at the top of the hour.
Yeah, but yeah.
Want to stick with you guys here. Chris in San Jose is next up. Hi, Chris.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. How you doing?
What's up?
Excellent. Love it. I was telling the screener that I'm always trying to be optimistic about the Warriors. I try to be glass half full in most aspects of my life, but, you know, simultaneously I try to be a realist. And, you know, thinking back on that Dallas Mavericks game, while it was very glaringly obvious that Draymond Green was inspired, you know, brought his A game defensively, this is also, you know, realistically a guy who has taken a few steps backwards defensively over the last couple of years. And that defensive effort that he put out there against the Mavericks, to me, is not sustainable. I do love how Wiggins, you know, he challenged Luka. He made him work hard. That was all good and well. But a lot of these guys, you think about a Luka, you think about a Jaylen Brown, you think about a Giannis, you know, some of those truly elite guys that can get to the rim, it's not enough to just have a wing defender give him trouble, and then a 6'5" Draymond meeting them under the hoop. You need a little bit of size, because just a deterrent on the wing, for a lot of these guys, they're going to muscle through you, they're going to get to the hoop, and they're going to score the ball. You know, it's somewhat, everyone has off shooting nights, but it's a little bit of an anomaly that Doncic only went 2-for-10. You know, Kyrie had a little bit of an off night. I just, you know, I love the team. I try to be optimistic about the Warriors, but simultaneously, you know, if Steph's not going off, I do think we need to, whether it's Kuminga, whether it's somebody out there on the market, there needs to be a solidified, defined second scorer on this team. While also, you know, hey, we swing the ball around. You got a great shot. Hey, if it's your night, it's your night. But I do think we need a clear, defined two. And unfortunately, that, you know, we run that small lineup, we dominate teams, but I still think we need a little bit of size underneath the hoop, gentlemen.
Yeah.
So I'll let you run with that. Go Warriors. We're rolling.
Okay.
Let's keep it going tomorrow.
Okay, Chris, good call. Yeah, appreciate that. All right, so you want some names?
Yep.
You want to play with some names?
Let's do it.
I got a couple names that we can play with coming up next. We're presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. We'll have that around the corner, and then in about 20 minutes, Greg Cosell, senior producer, NFL Films, comes in here, and we're going to break down the tape. We're going to get to the Niners. All of that is ahead on Willard and Dibs.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.